President Reagan's casket made its way to the National Cathedral in a funeral cortege along Washington streets. Our colleague, Melissa Block, talked with some of those who gathered along the route and nearby.
The sky was thick and muffled with storm clouds as we went down by the new World War II Memorial on the National Mall. The funeral procession would be driving by here soon, and in the gathering crowd, you could find old men in wheelchairs or leaning on walkers. Leo Potts, from Decaturville, Tennessee, stood proud in his Navy uniform, holding a cane, 91 years old. He was at Omaha Beach on D-Day. He'd just walked through the war memorial and teared up as he reflected on what he'd seen.
All those stars over there. All those guys, I ain't hear no more. It hurts. I guess about as bad as you can be hurt thinking about those people.
Then Leo Potts started thinking about the late president.
I met him in a little theater in Los Angeles, California.
Oh, yeah?
And he was just a struggling actor at the time.
Any thoughts on his passing and what's about to happen here this morning?
On his passing, it's very simple. We all know that we're going to die. And I think he tried to live a life worthy of being alive. And it's nice to see so many people interested in that kind of thing. It's wonderful. Mm.
Most of those here were tourists, among them families with babies and strollers, flags tucked in alongside, and school groups like one from Granite Mountain Middle School in Prescott, Arizona. The school kids huddled under umbrellas as the rain picked up, playing cards as they waited for the motorcade.
We were supposed to at 1:15, I think it was, be at the National Cathedral, and we've been bumped for some occasion today.
Bob Kozak was along as a chaperone, teaching children too young to remember Ronald Reagan what he stood for.
He was a cheerleader in the good sense. He did get us feeling good about ourselves, and he got us to building and making and feeling proud. And this man's had his time, and he's had a good run, and it's time to come out and honor him.
What about some of the other parts of his legacy? People do mention Iran-Contra, scandals within the administration, a deficit that ballooned. Do you think about that?
I do. It would come down to him being a human being. He did the best that he was able to do, and he made some mistakes, and Iran-Contra, again, was not one of his high marks. But you look at the other things, the Berlin Wall coming down shortly afterwards. The country got going economically. Again, people might argue about whether Reaganomics worked, and I think the economists are going to be struggling with that for years to come as to whether or not it did. But he did do the best that he could, but he did do mistakes. He made mistakes.
At 11 a.m., a cordon of police officers snapped to attention. Beads of rain dripping off the brims of their caps. Young girls placed their hands over their hearts, and people squinted through viewfinders as the motorcade inched by. Police cars first, then the glossy hearse. You could catch a glimpse of red and white stripes tucked around the casket inside, then a limousine and a thin hand pressed against the glass. "There's Nancy," a woman said.
"Never before has there been a love like those two.
A long time, 52 years.
And then it was over. Cameras were tucked back into pockets. The crowds drifted toward the memorials and monuments on the mall. Police on horseback rode away. Not far away, along the tidal basin, is a place to reflect on lost presidents and their legacy, the FDR Memorial.
They felt that if there was ever another president as popular as FDR, he would. It could result in an imbalance of power among our three branches of government, the executive.
Ronald Reagan used to say he idolized Franklin Delano Roosevelt. He voted for FDR four times, saw him as a hero.
Isn't he beautiful? And there's Fala.
Sue Cleary, 75 years old, from Oklahoma City, gazed at a statue of FDR, her eyes sparkling. She was raised alone by her mother during the Depression. Sue Cleary nodded as she read the inscriptions from FDR speeches, etched in pink granite.
"Seen the dead in the mud, I have seen cities destroyed, I have seen children starving, I have seen the agony of mothers and wives, and there you are."
and this one, the test of our progress is not whether we add more to the abundance of those who have much, it is whether we provide enough for those who have too little.
Well, of course, this is just my heart. This is America. This is what we stand for. We should be taking care of our people. Exactly like he walked in and they call it a New Deal. I said it's a deal that saved our lives.
There's some talk of replacing FDR on the dime, putting Ronald Reagan on the dime instead of FDR. What do you think about
well,
that?
You don't have to ask me that. I don't think it should ever be. Nothing could be better than what's right here.
The FDR Memorial is a quiet and peaceful place to come on a day of mourning. On one wall, there's a bas-relief. It shows President Roosevelt's funeral cortege. A casket is pulled on a caisson by riderless horses, with mourners walking behind. One man cups his head in grief. It's a scene with familiar echoes along the streets of Washington today. For mourners like Gail Franke of Leesburg, Virginia, this is what comes to mind when he thinks of Ronald Reagan's legacy.
The fact that he made us all happy again. We came out of a pretty dark time. He came and he was full of life and joy and convinced us we could all do it again, and we did. So I just felt like I had to come down and thank him one last time. He was a great president. I don't know if he'll be one of the greatest presidents, but he certainly will be to me.
Melissa Block, NPR News, Washington.
Thank you.